It's faithful and dependable, right?
So people always say that love is an emotion and feeling. True, true in love. But let me quote you from the book called Act of Loving. Love isn't something natural. Rather, it requires discipline. Described very, very well. Concentration, patience, faith. It's more than just a feeling, right? It also requires us to practice, to work hard on it, right? The Bible supports this in the Ephesians 5:1-2. It tells us, right? Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, everyone, right? A fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. We need to learn, we need to know, we need to understand love. The love of Christ so that we walk in it. What do you mean walk in it? Experience it and practice it, right? By now, I guess, you know, what I'm going to talk about, you all know that, right? We shall look into love. Yeah, love. There's four magic alphabets. Anybody who read the book of Harry Potter? Anyone? This one? Or anybody who watched the movie of Harry Potter? Yeah. Wow. Oh. What about the younger one? You don't love Harry? I love it. I watched the movie and my son read the book, right? And excuse me. Yeah. So, which movie you remember? Which book you enjoy? All of them. Right? Can you tell me some of the characters that you remember? Harry Potter. What else? Who else? Snape. Yeah, I love that character. Why you remember the character? Exactly. Because of his love to Harry Potter, even go that route to portray a character people hate him. So that, you know, he can sky on that and so that he can protect Harry Potter. He took a very important and substantial role on that. So, I mean, we will look into, in Harry Potter, there are different kind of love. Of course, there are love between boys and girls, right? Ron's and Hermione, right? And also there's a love between the principal and Harry Potter. It's a mentor and mentee love, right? And between Dumbledore and also Harry Potter, and also that's the love from the parent, Lily and who? James, right? They love Harry Potter to such an extent they're willing to die for him, to protect him from the bad guy called Voldemort, right? So I love the book, and there are different kinds of things over there. So let's look into magic number one, love demands sincerity and demand sincerity. In the Bible, in the book of Romans, it says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. And again, Ephesians 4:25 says, therefore, each of us, must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor. Who's your neighbor? Not only the people that live beside you, the people you come in contact with in your marketplace, in your workplace, in your school, in church, in fellowship. Anywhere in your family gathering, right? So fool speaks truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all the members of one body. Paul, in both messages, in this two passages, remind us that sincerity, being truthful, is one that's very important. It's a very important quality to be seen in us as Christian. It means, you know, it means that you open up yourself to tell people who you are. Sometimes it's dangerous, it's risky, it's scary, right? And I remember when I go on mission, you know, for that 2 weeks that we spend the time together with a group of 100 people. We eat together, we do things together, and I have a roommate as well. At that time, I cannot hide. My habit, when I snore, you know, they know. When I eat, there's certain habit, they know, that everybody knows. So being vulnerable sometimes is scary, but you need that. You need that as a community to demonstrate how good you are, but at the same time, how weak you are, how bad you are, but at the same time, how willing, how vulnerable and how open you are.
It's risky to remove our true self because we are afraid to open up. Right? When we open ourselves, people will know who we are, will know our flaws, will know our weakness, and sometimes they despise us, sometimes you know they will reject us. They will push us away. When you open yourself, then you then start knowing who will be your true friend. It's scary. But however, do not expect that we can experience love from others unless we are sincere and ready to open up ourselves. We all know that. We all know that. There's no way we can be the light of the world if we don't light up ourselves, we don't let people know who we are, right? If we hide ourselves, people will not know who we are, and then we cannot light up the world. We cannot tell people who we are. People will not let us touch their heart unless we open ours. Let me repeat. People will not let us touch their hearts unless we open ours. You only can reach out people when you open up yourself. The word sincere in Greek, which means that it's without hypocrisy. What is without hypocrisy? A hypocrite is a classic Greek refer to someone who wear a mask. When you wear a mask, people will not see your eyes. And when people will see, you know, people don't see your eyes and people don't see your face, they won't see your emotion. And they don't see who you are, right? The people at Paul's time will have understand that what he's trying to say when they wear a mask. Yeah. Pretending to love, but inwardly thinking of something else. Yeah. We've seen this, our faith should be genuine and sincere. That's what Paul wants us to do. Paul tells us love must be sincere. It must be genuine. The real thing, the real done, the is a real deal. It must be without hypocrisy. It's in our natural self, it's hard to do it. It's not always easy to show love and compassion to one another. It's not easy. But this is the mark. This is the birthmark of a born-again believer. If you believe in Christ, you have no choice. Our love for one another to speak louder than word, and we can express. Sincerity communicates love. I don't know, I mean, when you get into relationship, when you date, start dating, you need to open yourself so that people can know you, know your, what you, who you are, know your habit, know what is a dream, know, you know, what you don't want to do in the future. If not, there's no way that you can build up relationship. In this community, it's the same. You embark of a journey of building up people, building up a community. How to do that? You open up yourself. Yeah, it's risky, but you have to do that. When you love somebody, this is what God called you to do, to be sincere. When you're sincere, that which means that, you know, you can be counted on. People can trust you. And you are, people trust that you're honest. You will keep your promise. Means that when we say what we say and do not, we won't mislead the other by telling lies. It can be our real self and not be phony. It's not true, right? We do not flatter the others, which means that we do not make others happy by telling something that is not true, right? And we do not take advantage of the others' ignorance and innocence because they trust us, right? In the book of Harry Potter, there's a family called Weasley, right? They're people like us. I mean, they're not extremely handsome. They're not extremely rich. The family is not extremely pretty over there. They just tell people who you are. People want to go there. People want to be there because, you know, they want to surround that, you know, by somebody that can open up. And people will find their position over there. People will find themselves over there. And I pray, I hope that, I do know that MCLCC will be a community like that. When people come to your fellowship, when people come to your worship, people will like to be there because, you know, you're ready to open, you're sincere. You embrace people, you know, with yourself. When people look at you, they know this is who you are. You don't wear a mask. Yeah. And you need to do that. And by doing that,
this community will grow. This community will be a community of love, and this community will be a community of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Do you know that people who hop from relationship to relationship, church to church, community to community, one reason is that they are afraid to reveal themselves. To be genuine in a relationship, love must be sincere. Jesus came down from heaven to earth to reveal to us who he is, right? The word become flesh, and he made himself vulnerable and even abandoned by two of his beloved disciples. One sold him off and the other one denied him. But it is only through this genuineness, through his open up of himself, that he can gain our trust and love. Love seeks and demands sincerity. So that's the magic number one of love. Magic number two, love demands sincerity, and love also substantial. What do you mean by that? Right, in the Bible tells us in 1 John 3:17 to 18, if anyone has material possession, right? We can have material possession. Everyone is different. It can be your time. It can be your ability. It can be not only your money, right? It can be your money. It can be anything that you have, right? And see his brother and sister and everyone in need, but has no pity on him. How can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with action in love. Love always requires us to put something forward. Love is substantial. It is not hollow. Hollow without substance. It's not like a candy, cotton candy. Anybody who tried cotton candy before? In fact, tell me. What's the experience with cotton candy? Yeah. Yeah, it melts, right? It gives you a little bit, but it seems that when you look at candy, it's what? It looks big, it's tasteful, it's wow, I want to get it. But once you have it, it seems that it doesn't give you the satisfaction. It's not like, you know, when you have ice cream, it stays in your mouth, it stays in your tongue, but cotton candy, once you bite it, everything is gone. Right, it's not without any substance. Love is not a cotton candy, candy cotton, right? It consists most of air when it looks big, but when you eat it, you feel nothing in your mouth. Yeah. Anybody remember the story of Esther? Yeah, Esther, you know, he's a queen. He was, you know, a Jewish as well. He was, you know, chosen to be a queen. And once the queen, he has all kinds of things. Probably, you know, he has, in today's language, LV bags, a lot of servant maid, right? He has the most updated iPhone. And, he has everything, right? He become a royal, yeah. But when he is required to do something special, when he's required to put down his life, put down, sacrifice everything in order to save his people, go through, you know, and read the story I'm quoting, and he's willing to do that because he loves his people. That's the book on the Queen Esther. That's what he's, you know, required to do. That's something substantial, right? And I still remember last year, April, I was in Taiwan, and before I take on the job and working with drug rehab, you know, in Operation Dawn. And there's, you know, the director is very nice. Why don't you go to Taiwan? Look at, you know, who they are, what they're doing. So I was there. And I was given an opportunity to visit one of the centers. This center only take care of people that has HIV. Yeah. So at nighttime, you know, I was given a ride. And then, you know, the guy, you know, was riding with me. You know, he is serving in that HIV drug rehab center. And then one conversation lead to it, and he told me he was married. I say, married? I mean, this is my heart, I never say it out, I mean, you know, right? but I thought, you know, you're HIV, how can you get married? Right, and I continued to ask, right? And, you know, he started to share, you know, his story as a drug addict and how difficult it is. And then one thing led to the other, and then it's so bad that he had no choice but has gone into Operation Dawn, you know, to kick off his habit, to go through the drug rehab program. And once it's done, you know, he believed in Christ. And then he was asked whether you want to stay behind to serve. So he stayed there as 1 year volunteer, and then going through 18 months for training, and then he started serving, right? And that's good, right? And he kicked off his habit, but he's still HIV positive. And during the service, that he met this one girl. Boys and girls come together, start dating. It's wonderful. And then, of course, after that, you know, they will come into the stage where they decide to get married. When we date, what do we choose? We choose somebody that is pretty, somebody that will give us a good future, somebody that, you know, that we can have a future, right? But because of love, this girl choose something that is different. He's able to jump over the hurdle, see something beyond, right? He's willing to date somebody who is HIV positive. And then not only become friends. I mean, become friends is one thing with somebody, but getting married with one that is HIV positive, that's a different thing, right? But love requires him to overcome that hurdle. Love to him, that's substantial. To love somebody, he's willing to overcome that hurdle. And then not only that, I mean, you know, her family has to embrace that and accept that. I say, wow. That's love. Love, sometimes, a lot of time, requires to put down something. Yeah. As MCLCC embarked the journey of building up a community, there are times that you may have to, you know, put down something, put down your time, put down your resources, willing to sacrifice. Yeah. And we all have to do that. Without pain, I think there's no gain. And sometimes sacrifice is painful, but it's worth to do that. And you look, I mean, the past Olympic game, I mean, you see people standing on the podium. Yes, it's good, receiving the gold, receiving the silver, receiving the bronze, but it's the amount of the practice, the amount of pain that they put down. Love is substantial. Love is a verb, not a noun, right? Love demands sincerity. Love is substantial. Love also gives us strength. Oh. And power. Power. That's the magic number 3. As human being, what is power? Right? Power is like Donald Trump. Put American first. Right? Power is the one that who can say yes or no, who make decision, right? That's power. In the book of Harry Potter, power means what? Power means, you know, Voldemort. Voldemort, you know, used power to overcome people, to make people fear of him. That's power when we look at it, right? But the Bible, you know, teaches something different. Yeah. And the Voldemort once looked and said, there's no good or evil. There's only power. Yeah. But in the Bible, it gives us a different picture of power. It tells us in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love. In love, there's no fear. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. And again, in 1 Corinthians 13:7, it says, love always protects, always trusts, always hope, always persevere. You look at this picture. What is this picture? Anyone want to give a guess? What is this picture?
Skull.
Yeah, it's a skull. Yeah. But is a skull different from all of our skull? Yeah. Let me go back and explain. Yeah, this is a skull. This is a skull of an MRI of a little girl named Juliana Wetmore. You can Google her afterward. Juliana Wetmore. She was born with a rare genetic disorder and missing 30 to 40% of the bones in her face. She has no upper jaw, no cheekbone, no eye socket, and she's missing the corner of her ear. By saying that, you know how much she suffered. She suffered through surgery after surgery. And you can imagine the turmoil, the grief, and the pain that she and her parents has gone through. Yeah. But let me read to you one of the blocks from her parents. And although the journey is rough, we are very thankful for our daughter. We are very thankful for our daughter. You look at that image. They can say that we so love. God never give us more than you can handle. I figure she has a lot to show to everyone. Every one of us here. He has a lot to show the world. When I read the song, you know, from the website of Juliana called Fingerprint of God, I can sense the strength of love in the parent of Juliana. Let me, you know, read it out to you. But I look at it, it's clear to me that I can see the fingerprint of God. When I look at you, I can see the fingerprint of God. And I know it's true, you are a masterpiece. And you are covered with the fingerprint of God. Never has there been, and never again will there be, an other fashion by God's hands. Perfectly planned to be just who you are. Perfectly planned to be just who you are. When we look at beauty, we have our own standard, right? Proximity, how we look at that, right? Who's, you know, pretty, who's not pretty, who's handsome, who's not handsome. Yeah. But when the parent look at that with the love, with the strength from God, this is how he looked. He says she's a masterpiece. And because, you know, you can find it's covered with fingerprint of God. And never has there been, and never again will there be another you fashioned by hands of God. It is the love of God that give, and the love for Juliana give them the strength to love, to care, to endure, to fight, to hope, and to protect, and do whatever they need to do to journey together in with Juliana in her winding path. 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, love always protect, always trust, always hope, right? And always persevere. This is a picture telling us love make us strong. Love will give us the strength that we need to walk the journey. Love demands sincerity. Love calls for substantial act. Love gives us strength. And what is the final S? Right? Love makes us silly. Yes, sometimes make our love silly. Right? And that's not. Love stands. Love sometimes will lead to sacrifice. The last S stands for sacrifice. There are times love ultimately lead to sacrifice. Right? Voldemort in the Harry Potter, what does he do? He always wants to kill Harry Potter. Yeah. Harry Potter survived because his parents, James and Lily, are willing to put down their life. And they die in the place of Harry Potter. Yeah. Many people also give their sacrificial love to Harry. Yeah. And Terry mentioned about Professor Naim. I remember that as well. He portrayed himself to be the ally with Voldemort, but in fact he's not. Yeah. I still remember I don't remember which movie. He put his memory, hides memory, and then put it, you know, in he wants Harry Potter to know it, and he collected the memory in a drop of tears, and then put down in a device, and then Harry Potter with that tear know who he is. Yeah. That's love. Love sometimes promise, you know, to sacrifice. Yeah. The same, but a more significant sacrificial love also took place 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem. John 12:24, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a simple seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. And again, in Romans 5:7-8, it said, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man. Though for a good man, someone may possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is the ultimate path that Jesus chose to take. He was born into a humble family of a carpenter. He lived among the people that he loved. He didn't ever born as a king. He never born, you know, as a religious leader. He never born as a priest, in a family of a priest, right? But just as a humble, in a family of a humble carpenter. He ate, he lived, he laughed, and he fun, you know, with them. With only one purpose. To die for them. And also die for us. In order to bring hope and salvation to all of us. For no reason other than love. He came with sincerity, open his arm. There's no hidden agenda. So that people will trust him and listen to him. He showed us what is love. And he showed us love is more than just telling someone, I love you. It demands your action. So he's willing to be among with the people that nobody wants, with the tax collector, with sex worker, with children, with, you know, the low caste of the society, and to tell them who they are, and tell them love is not empty words, but back up with substance, so that people can see. It is that kind of love give us the strength, and also give him the strength to endure the intimidation from the powerful ruling class, the temptation of the devil, the humiliation from his own people, which ultimately led him to lay down his life, his own life, to sacrifice himself, to die for us, to die in our place, to die for our sin. Love demands sincerity. Love calls for substantial services. Love gives us strength. Love ultimately led to sacrifice. These are the four magics of love. Love always hopes and endure and persevere. To hope, which means to hold out for the best possible outcome. MCLCC has embarked a journey that will require you to all have a heart of sincerity. A heart that will open up yourself, which will draw and attract people. You need to show people who MCLCC is. A journey that will require all of you to show the act of love, not just by the words of love. You all need to work together and act together in love. And I believe it is the love that you all believe in, the substantial, sacrificial love of Christ that will give you the strength in the journey that you have embarked. The journey will full of challenges and difficulties. But I believe that through base I believe that the love of sincerity, with the love in action, grounded on the sacrificial love of Christ, you will travel this journey together with the love, with the joy and confidence and strength, and you will arrive at the destination the Lord leads you. I believe one day you will celebrate together. Celebrate together for the hard work, for the tears, for everything that you have done. And please do include me. I want to be part of it. And I want to celebrate together with all of you. And I look forward to that. But until then, you still have work to do. You need to work hard. You will be patient. You will be persevere. You will persevere, right? And you remain hopeful and not give up. Love will not go away. In the Bible, Romans 5:7, it says, love, God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, God, Christ died for us. It is the power of love through the sacrifice of Christ that gives us the salvation and hope. And in this season of Valentine, right? And other than chocolate, flowers, gifts, romantic dinner, I do pray that you all know this love, understand this love, and receive this love, and then walk in this love. And this will be my Valentine gift to all of you. Let us pray. Dear God, again, we give thanks to you for your word. We give thanks to you for your love, your sacrificial love 2,000 years ago, and the love that gave us strength to walk that journey, to embark the journey together as a community. And it's the love that promised to open our heart, the promise to show who we are as a follower of you. And love seek and demands sincerity. And also, it's this kind of love that will give us the strength and the power, not just, you know, by mere words, but also through the action that help us to sacrifice, that are able to share our resources with the others, our time, our wealth, and our faith, our belief with the others, Lord. For that I pray for MCLCC. Again, we want to give thanks to you. And in these seasons of love, embrace us with the love from you and give us the strength of love from you. And then also promise, you know, to do what you want us to do. In Jesus' name we pray together. Amen.
God bless all of you.